You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
It is 12 past 5 here on Poort FM with me, your host Papla. We have a very interesting few minutes in our studio. We are blessed with the presence of our executive mayor, Mr. Randall Williams, who is here to give some feedback, as promised, the last time that he was here in studio. He wasn't physically here, but we had a conversation with him. So we are really, blessed to have him here. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And good evening to your listeners.
Thank you. Also, next to the mayor is our ward councillor, Mr. Benjamin Lawrence II. How are you, sir, councillor?
Thank you, Mr. Apple, and, good evening to all the listeners.
At 5:30 this evening, the mayor have a meeting in the civic downstairs, so we don't have much time. We just want to be as quick as possible, just address a few issues. Mr. Mayor, I've seen on Facebook a lot of people ask, what's the purpose of this meeting to start with?
Just to give a report back on the status of the city, and at the same time, to give also a report back on previous issues that were raised by the community.
Okay. That's great. Just a quick question. How is your mayorship been since you've taken over?
Well, it's been a big challenge because we took over a city in crisis 10 months ago. And we are starting to make headway out of this crisis to the point where soon we'll be able to keep our heads above water.
Oh, okay. How's the vaccination drive going in the city? Are you vaccinated?
Well, I'm definitely. I came down with COVID-19. It's not a good disease to have.
Definitely not.
So I've had the 2 Pfizer doses, and I would encourage all residents to have themselves vaccinated.
I see that our health minister, Dr. Joe Patla, said that unvaccinated people may be banned from public amenities in South Africa. What's your take on that?
Well, the problem we have is that if you have public events like sporting events or even where people go to places of entertainment where they consume alcohol, naturally when you consume alcohol, you have to take off your mask. And there's no social distancing in those places. And all those type of events can turn into super spreader events. And if you look at our current stats, our current statistics, although our infection rate is coming down, what is really worrying is that our death rate stays so high. Mm. That is really, really worrying.
Mm. Yeah, I am also double vaccinated. I also was down very, very hard with COVID. So obviously I am pro-vaccine and so forth. Let's just go to the elephant in the room and talk about some issues that we discussed last time, Mr. Mayor. I think we agreed on that the general condition and the infrastructure of some of our buildings, the sports community, the old community center is much to be desired.
Well, the state of all the buildings and all the facilities that are in disrepair is not because of new normal use. It's because of vandalism.
Yes, it's true.
People have been stealing things and so forth. So I think what that calls for is to have a partnership between the city and the community. There's no point in the city building something new if it's going to get vandalized or just carried away. So we need to have a partnership. I mean, it's easy to plunge money into something like, for example, the tennis courts where they've even carried away their loosened blocks have been carried away. So once you build something, we need the community to be proud of it. We need the community to look after it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Mr. Mayor, because it won't help if we just repair and put money in and money in. The community hall, the old one, I see there's a wall being built around it. That was also a point of contention on Facebook. People want to know. They said they don't know. What did you make a decision regarding it?
What happened? The businessman next door took the initiative of building a wall around it to protect the property because it was now being used by drug users. Mm. And the moment you have drug users moving into your area, house breakings, crimes like house breakings will increase because that's how they feed their habit. Mm. And to keep that type of element out of Esterhaz, out of that particular area, the businessmen took that initiative to prevent them from coming onto the property.
What's the plans of the city with that building?
Well, what we're looking at is to have partnerships with residents. We're no longer selling property, but what we're doing is to look at long-term partnerships where we would lease out land or property, say, for about 30 to 40 years. Yeah. Mm. And then the private party can then use their funds to develop that property.
That's a good point, and it makes business sense, Mr. Mayor. And I'm not going to blame you or anyone about that. But that hall was empty for many years.
Apparently 15 years.
It took long for vandalism to start. Now they even sold the roof. You see, now it's basically useless. I mean, who can start building? To invest in that property, you have to put in millions. My point is just that maybe sometimes we need to act a little bit faster because... To avoid such thing. Mr. Mayor, you mentioned last time that there was no budget for upgrading. I think you know that our Civic also needs some repairs here and there. The roof, as last time that I told you, fall off during a meeting, and that lady was sitting in front of me and so forth. Our interview was in March, and I think, did the new budget start? Is there now a budget available to...
Well, look, unfortunately, the city is in deep financial trouble, which we have been resolving because the administrators that were appointed last year, by 30th of June last year, they left us a budget deficit of 4.3 billion rands. And what they've done after 30th of June last year, in order to pay salaries... They then entered into short-term loans of 750 million rands. They also raided our reserves just so they can pay salaries to the tune of 800 million they removed from our reserves. So what we then had to do when we came in, before the 30th of June this year, we had to pay the money back.
Hmm.
So that left us with very, very little money. And you could see with our credit control, that's why we've been so hard on residents. If you owe us money, and even government departments, we've been very hard. We've been disconnecting people so that we can get in more revenue to make up that massive, massive deficit that was left. And by the 30th of June this year, we made up that deficit by 3.4 billion. So we ended the financial year on 30th of June now with a deficit of 914 million. And hopefully going forward now, we'll start having surpluses that we can spend more money into maintenance, more money into capital projects. For example, the last financial year, the administrators only budgeted 20 million rands of the city's money for capital projects. The rest of the money was grants, and also we were supposed to get a long-term loan from a bank for 1.5 billion. And because of the crisis we found ourselves in, Moody's downgraded us by 7 notches, deep into junk status, and the banks then refuse to extend us any long-term loans. So that's the crisis we're sitting with currently.
Mr. Mayor, every time I look at you, I look at the clock upon the wall as well. Congratulations for being nominated as the mayoral candidate for the city for the upcoming elections, and also our councillor Benjamin for also being re-elected to stand. And thank you for making this time to come up here. The station, myself, the station appreciate it very much, and I can see that in the near future, you will be here back again. Come to explain to the people what is needed, what is the way forward, and that conclude our interview.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yo kasi, yo stasi.